going through the television and I stop and I see that mess. Praise God. Well, don't you know that he must have had a click up because he was the truth. Praise God. The Hebrew writer says, praise God, that but he was tempted at all points, just like you and I. But it says that he had no sin. Praise God. So that lets me know that he was the truth. Praise God. He is the truth. Praise God. And he will forever be the truth. You see, the truth is a valuable commodity in our world today, because we live in a time when men desperately needs a true standard, praise God, to live by. Oh yes, we have science. Oh yes, we have mathematics. Oh yes, we have music, and we have other disciplines, praise God, of the world. But these only offer a standard, praise God, that is not helpful for our moral and our spiritual growth. The only standard that we have that will help our moral and our spiritual growth is the truth that's in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You see, many people may teach the truth. Praise God. Not only one person, praise God, they may teach the truth, but that was only one person that I know who lived the truth. Praise God. And let me tell you something, and his name was Jesus. Jesus Christ is the communicator of the truth. He himself is the person, and his life, praise God, makes things perfectly clear through his life that he lived. Hallelujah. He was the one that said, praise God, I'll make you the head and not the tail. And let me tell you something, that's the truth. Praise God. He's the one that said that I will give you power, praise God, to overcome the things of this world. And those are the truth, praise God. And he lived the truth. And he was the embodiment of the truth. Praise God. He said in his word in John the 5th chapter and verse 24, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my words, praise God, and believe on him that sent me has what? Everlasting life. I want you to look at that. And he said, and shall.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We're praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My Lord is good.
Jesus, he said, who touched me?
Yes.
And Peter, he said, Lord, how can you say that somebody touched you?
Yes.
When it's a multitude of people around here?
Yes.
But Jesus said,
yes.
Oh, glory be to God.
Yes.
That somebody, somebody touched me in faith. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise God.
Because he felt the power releasing from his body.
Yes.
It was like dynamite. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
He knew somebody, hey, glory, had touched him in faith.
Yes.
And so he went through the crowd. Oh, glory be to God.
Yes,
he said, somebody touched me. She fell down at Jesus' knees.
Yes.
She said, Lord, it was I who
yes.
touched you.
Yes.
It was I who touched you.
Yes,
and Jesus said, go in peace and sin no more. Hallelujah. Praise God. So this little lady, I had read my concordance, and it turned me to her name was Veronica.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
God.
Oh, glory be to God.
Glory
she
be to God.
Followed Jesus. Hallelujah. Her glory.
Glory.
And
glory.
So Jesus went on to Jairus' house.
Yes.
Oh, glory be to God.
Yes.
And as he went to Jairus' house,
yes.
he put everybody out because they was just crying.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. He put everybody out except the mother and father.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
My God.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God.
Yes.
And when he went into the house, one of the other servants had already told him, hallelujah, don't bother the master no more because your little daughter is dead. Hallelujah. Praise God.
But
Jesus said that she's only asleep. Glory be to God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to God. And as Jesus went into the room with the mother and father, he said something. Hallelujah. And then he began to say to tell the little girl to rise up.
Mm.
She got up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The little girl was healed. Glory be to God.
Yes, she
was. She was healed. She was healed. Glory be to God.
Yes, she was.
She was healed.
Healed.
Jesus is the healer today.
Yes, yes, yes.
Can you reach out
yes.
and receive your healing right now?
Thank
Can you reach out and see your deliverance right now? Because Jesus, he want to heal you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
Oh, glory be to God.
Glory.
And as he began to move back into the crowd,
yes.
Hallelujah, praise God. It was a multitude of people following him.
Yes.
Hallelujah, praise God. You yes. see, they want their healing from Jesus today because Jesus said, hallelujah, oh, glory be to God,
yes.
that he was wounded for your transgression.
Yes.
He was bruised for your iniquity,
yes.
and he carried the chastisement of your peace. All upon him.
Yes.
He said, every stripe that I took upon my back was for your healing. Oh, bless his holy name.
Yes.
He said, don't you know? Oh, glory be to God. I allowed them to pierce me in my feet.
Yes.
I allowed them to pierce me in my side.
Yes.
I allowed them to pierce me in my hand.
Yes.
He didn't have to do it, but he did it because he loved us so. Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to God.
Glory
Are you
Lord.
Reaching out to Jesus Hallelujah. Today?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Because he want to heal you.
Yes.
He want to deliver
yes.
you.
Yes.
He want to set you free. Hallelujah. Praise God.
God.
You see, Jesus, hallelujah, healed blind Bartimaeus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Lord,
you
yes.
see, blind Bartimaeus was sitting by the Jericho River. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he heard all the commotion going on.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And he said, what's going on?
Yes.
They told him to be quiet. But Jesus wouldn't. But by and by the mess, he would not be quiet.
Hallelujah.
Because he wanted something from Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He wanted his healing from
oh,
Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And
he yelled the more when they told him to be quiet.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so Jesus asked him what he wanted.
Yes.
And they told him to bring him to him.
Yes.
And what did he do? He took his clothes, ripped his coat, and went up to see Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God.
Yes.
And as he went to see Jesus,
yes.
oh, glory be to God. God gave his sight back
yes.
to
yes.
him.
Yes.
That's the kind of God that we serve.
Oh, yes.
We serve a God that will heal you.
Hallelujah.
We serve a God that will deliver you.
Yes.
We serve Yes. But all you got to do is trust in him and believe in him.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise God.
He's a God that say that he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you.
My God.
That he will be with you to the end of the world.
My God.
Oh, bless the name Jesus today. Because he's so worthy to be blessed. He's so worthy to be praised. He's so worthy to be magnified. Oh, glory be to God. He's worthy today. Hallelujah. If you ever been through anything in your life, and you just don't know who bought you out, think about it for a few minutes.
Think about it.
Think about it, because you know that it was not yourself. It wasn't nobody else but Jesus. It's time to give him some praises today. It's time to let him know that you love him. And that you just surrender unto him today. Surrender unto the Lord your God. Surrender to our supplier. Surrender your whole life to him today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because he's a God.
Yes.
That says he'll never leave you. Nor will he forsake you. That he will be with you to the end of the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why you often hear me say, I yield every vessel of my being unto the Lord. Hey, glory. I'm no longer my own. Glory be to God. I'm just a vessel, that has been yielded to be used by you, dear Lord. I said, Holy Ghost, have your way. Have your way. You are welcome here right now in the name of Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit come upon us, dear Lord. Breathe upon us, dear Lord. Oh, Lord God, we just want to thank you.
Praise
Hallelujah. Play the little music. We just want to thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We just want to thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we just want to glorify you, dear God. And we just want to exalt you, dear God.
Hallelujah.
Because you're King of Kings.
Yes.
And Lord of Lords.
Oh,
you ain't thank you, Lord.
Thank
you are our milk and white
thank way. You right now, Lord.
Lord, I thank you right thank now you, for making ways out of no way for me and for everybody else.
Yes,
because
Lord.
I know, the Heavenly Father, that you sit high, but you watch us low. I know, dear Lord, that you have the whole world in your hands. But yes, my God, you have each one of us in the palm of your hand. And that's why I can praise you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, glory be to God.
Glory to
I know what you brought me through. When the doctor said I couldn't make it, dear God.
My God.
But Dr. Jesus,
come on,
glory.
Come on,
he came and stood by my bed. Hallelujah. Praise God. What he said was, it's all well.